Subdivision 2022-09, Blackwater Village Expansion.
This is a coastal area cluster subdivision to divide 7.37 acres plus or minus into six single-family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the east side of Chippewa Drive, an existing private street within the Blackwater Village subdivision, north of Vines Creek Road, which is Rec 26. The 911 address is not available. And the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 14.01. The zoning district is MR, Medium Density Residential. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary subdivision plat. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of a staff review letter. We have a copy of the applicant's environmental assessment. And we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response. I would notice that we have received 3 written comments and 6 mail returns. That's not unusual, Mr. Chairman, as we've notified 270 properties with postcard notifications. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, you're up.
Good afternoon. My name is Alan Dechter. I'm a professional engineer with Pannoni Associates at 18072 Davidson Drive, Milton, Delaware, 19968. I'm here representing the applicant, Keith Properties Incorporated. Behind me is Richard Keith and his daughter, Casey Cole. This application is to consider 6 detached single-family dwellings on individual lots as a permitted use following the height, area, and bulk requirements as stated in Section 115-34A in the Sussex County Code. This property is zoned MR, Medium Density Residential District, and we are proposing to divide the 7.37 acres into 6 lots with the remaining space as open space. Just one fact, the name of the project is Blackwater Village Expansion. At the time, thought that was a great name. It actually is a separate parcel. It was never part of Blackwater Village dating back to 1976 when the original recorded plan for that village was. So it will be it will have its own subdivision name, and through mapping and dressing, but it will take access through Chippewa Drive through Blackwater Village, which I'll get into in a little bit in my presentation. Keith Properties has owned this property for about 18 years now, along with some of the undeveloped lots across the street from this subject property across Chippewa Drive, as shown on the screen. The property is per the future land use designation as part of the 2019 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, is designated as coastal area, which is a growth area within Sussex County. It is also identified as level 3 and 4 as part of the strategies for state policies and spending. An environmental assessment report has been completed and submitted as part of this application, which is in our hearing booklets. The development is proposing approximately one lot per acre for its density calculation, which is much lower than the allowed density as per MR zoning district's 4.35 lots per acre. We have provided a 20-foot forested buffer around the perimeter of the site, mostly consisting of existing woods and wetland area. The proposed 6 lots is consistent with the trend of single-family residents along Chippewa Drive and within Blackwater Village. It is in character with the nature of the area in that it provides for single-family detached lots while preserving natural habitat of the existing wetlands, and approximately 70% of the existing woods would be preserved as part of this project. Now to kind of skip back to the access and relation to this property. So, as part of the 1976 recorded plan for Blackwater Village, it did show the right-of-way, the roadway right-of-way of Chippewa Drive accessing all the way out to Vines Creek Road as shown on the screen. For whatever reason, it was that Chippewa Drive was never extended and built out as part of this subdivision back in the day. Thus now, doing a current wetlands delineation, predominantly, there's our wetlands map. The majority of the property consists of tidal and non-tidal wetlands. There's approximately 1.48 tidal wetlands and 3.32 non-tidal wetlands on this property. They were delineated by Environmental Resources Incorporated, and we have obtained a jurisdictional determination from the Army Corps of Engineers in September 2022. That can be found in tab 3 in the hearing booklet. We also wrote an access letter as per coordination with planning, planning and zoning staff. And discussions with DelDOT, there, at least where Chippewa Drive, the existing right-of-way, intersects with Vines Creek Road, there's an existing guardrail for safety purposes because of steep slopes and the crossing of Blackwater Creek. And then there's hundreds of feet of wetlands until you get into the upland area. So there's really no option for a connection at this location. The parcels, this parcel is within Tier 1 Sanitary Sewer District, and the applicant has spent over the last couple of years petitioning to get Sussex County Sewer for this parcel and Blackwater Village. That was fruitful in its attempt, and Sussex County Engineering has a project on the books, and construction should be starting the third quarter of this year. The property is also within Artesian's CPCN District, and will serve the property in the future with central water. The one thing we would ask is if Blackwater Village currently is on septics and wells, due to the Artesian not having any public water in the area, if temporary wells could be used for these six lots until a connection could be made to public water, similar to the existing lots that would be across the street from these six lots. Blackwater Village is not in Artesian's CPCN district. And I'll just I'll run through. I know with some of the comment letters or opposition letters that came in, I'm going to touch base on the 99-9C requirements, and hopefully that'll answer some of those questions that have come through. Integration of the proposed subdivision into existing terrain and surrounding landscape. This parcel, there is a unique factor of it, and we did a preliminary bulk grading plan. There is a leftover soil stockpile on the site from 20 plus years ago, and it's kind of just sat there. So the subdivision would remove that and make, you know, feasible lots, and I guess provide a more consistent look of the surrounding area with the adjacent lots. The other unique issue is it doesn't happen too often in Sussex County, but the roads in Blackwater Village are actually not private. They are public, or yes, they're not private. They're publicly maintained by DelDOT as part of their capital project. They are considered local roads, and they have a designation of road number 306210. So the roads itself through Blackwater Village would be considered a local road. Now, the caveat with this extension, and there's been over the years some coordination with Sussex County and DelDOT related to the extension of Chippewa Drive, and the determination is DelDOT really doesn't want anything to do with it, so it would be the extension would be built per Sussex County engineering standards, and then there would be a maintenance agreement related to these lots to maintain and maintain the life of that road section. Minimal use of wetlands and floodplains. Again, we've delineated the wetlands on the property, gotten a jurisdictional determination, and we show no impact to those wetlands. We do show a 50-foot buffer from the tidal wetlands and a 25-foot buffer to the rear building restriction line. So 15 feet behind the lot and then 10 feet to the rear building line. This application predates the resource buffer ordinance, but we're still providing a solid buffer for those non-tidal wetlands. The property is in a flood area, zone AE, which is designated with an elevation of 7 feet. As part of our preliminary bulk grading plans, we have the proposed lots graded at elevation 8 or higher to basically pick those lots out of the floodplain. That information can be in tab 5 of your hearing booklet. The property in its entirety is located in an excellent recharge area. So I know per Sussex County Code, there's a limit of impervious area that could be done with these lots, up to 35%, or you could go up to 60% with a climatic water study balance and go through that process. That would be noted on our plans. It is not located in a wellhead protection area. We did a search on the Division of Historical and Cultural Affairs, and there was nothing known with this parcel per their database. Preservation of open space and scenic views. Open space areas within the subject parcel consists of roughly 5.5 acres of existing woods and wetland area that would be maintained with no disturbance. A 20-foot forested buffer would be around the perimeter of the site. Minimization of tree and vegetation and soil removal. The main objective would be to remove the stockpile that's been sitting on site for a while and regrade the area. Still maintaining approximately 70% of the existing woods on the property. Screening of objectionable features from neighboring properties. Detached single-family dwellings on individual lots is being proposed for each of these 6 lots, consistent with the neighboring properties, and no screening would be required. Provision for water supply. Artesian owns a CPCN and would have future connection to public water. Provisions for sewer. The lots are located in Tier 1 sanitary sewer, Sussex County District, and we'll have readily available sewer hopefully next year. Prevention of pollution in surface and groundwater. Again, after the soil is removed and the pad sites are prepared, all erosion sediment control measures would be in place as per SED and DENREC requirements and vegetated in that manner. Minimization of erosion and sedimentation, minimizing of changes in groundwater. Again, if we disturb more than 5,000 square feet, we would meet all SED and DENREC requirements related to stormwater and erosion and sediment control. Stormwater measures would be handled by bioswales and discharge into tidal waters in a non-erosive manner. Provisions for safe vehicular and pedestrian movement. Again, these are basically 6 lots being added to a dead-end road with a safe turnaround that would meet all Sussex County road requirements and Delaware State Fire Marshal. Effect on area property values. The single-family detached housing that will be permitted in this development will enhance and complement the natural setting of the community area and will increase in value over time and is not out of character with the other lots in Blackwater Village. Preservation and conservation of farmland. The proposed subdivision is not adjacent to any farmland. However, we will also include those 99-6G 1 and 2 notes on the plan. Effects on schools and public buildings. The project will have a positive benefit on schools by generating economic benefits in the form of increased revenues through property taxes. Effects on areas, roadways, and public transportation. This is just an internal subdivision extension of the Chippewa Drive. The 6 lots has a negligible impact per the SLUR response from DLDOT and should not have any impact to existing roadways in the area. Compatibility with other area land uses. The 6 detached single-family dwellings on individual lots is permitted use following the height, area, and bulk requirements to the MR zoning district. An effect on area waterways. No effect on the area waterways are expected with the addition of these 6 proposed lots, and the buffering proposed around said lots. Stormwater runoff will be met by providing non-erosive BMP measures. We also, in the booklet, we provided conditions of approval for the commission to, our recommendation for them. And I will close by saying the proposed subdivision meets the general purpose of the subdivision and zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of the zoning district by being in character of the MR district and permitted uses, the conservation of property values and natural resources, and the general and appropriate trend and character of land. in building and population within this general area in accordance with the comprehensive plan. To promote in accordance with the present and future needs, the health, safety, morals, convenience, order, prosperity, and general welfare of Sussex County. And I'll end and see if anyone has any questions.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Mayors.
I don't have any just yet, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Ms. Hoy Stevens.
I just have one, and even though I know you just kind of said this, well, you did say this, I want you to say in plain English. When you're going to raise the lots so that they're out of the flood zone, you are making sure that that does not flood out the people across the street.
Correct. We actually won't be raising the lots. We'll actually, with the stockpile that's there, the grade would actually be lowered to elevation 8, maintaining those lots.
I thought you said you're at elevation 7 and you were going to go to 8.
Yeah, but the existing stockpile on the property at the top of it is actually elevation like 30.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be lowered, and the final grade would be roughly at 8. The lots are out of the floodplain now, but that the final grade would be above the floodplain elevation.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that somebody wasn't coming home.
Can I build on that question?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be a similar grade to the neighboring lots, the existing lots?
So the lots across the lots across the street, as per our wetland delineation, there's random non-tidal wetlands throughout those lots. So those would have to be on an individual basis, probably go through Army Corps to be able to fill a portion of those lots. But that would be the goal with Keith Properties owning most of those lots to fill that up. And then the roadway itself that would be built in the right of way would have swales directing at least the front of those lots into the, you know, towards tidal wetlands and wouldn't impact each other.
Anything else?
What was it?
I have a question about the, you said that the state of Delaware said that they did not want anything to do with the extension or the expansion of Chippewa Drive. I thought, Councillor, this is more directed to you, I think. I thought that if it was built to the state standard, the state had to accept the street, or Jamie or somebody.
I don't know. That's sort of the assumption. I don't know if it's that easy, though.
It just seems really bizarre if the rest of the development is a state-maintained street, and then we're going to have this little piece at the end that's not. There's a Sussex County term for that that starts with chicken, okay? And it's kind of a chicken thing way to do something like that. I mean, either do it or don't do it, but it just strikes me as odd that the state would. I've never heard Delvaux say they didn't want to have anything to do with something. They want to have something to do with it.
Well, it's kind of like, the difference is, it's like, my understanding is, you know, Delvaux wanted to take over existing subdivision streets, you know. And that's sort of a little bit of a different animal than this, which is an extension of an existing Delaware street.
Right, well, they've already got, apparently they already have this street in their system. And I don't know how, I mean, I get the advantage to the developers, it's less expensive, and the county's got a less expensive specification than the state does, but it just seems odd that
some of you all can take into consideration.
Well, then I will bet you that those other streets are not up to the current standards.
Well, I'm sure they're not, but the fact is, if they're state streets, they're state streets, and certainly if you're in order for the state to accept it, it would have to be whatever the current standard is.
I don't know that the state wouldn't come back and say, well, that's fine, but then you got to build the whole rest
Bring the whole thing up. Yeah, well, that's true. They could say that. That sounds like something they would say.
So just to add to your question, in tab 3, there I did include a letter from Todd Sammons at DelDOT, and basically it's back from 2019, but at the time, lot 22, which is at the north end of our property, became an issue, got a building permit, didn't have, the road was about 100 feet short. So there's meetings on site and a lot of coordination between DelDOT and county. And basically, that's where it's all coming from.
Not a big deal. I'm just curious. I thought it was odd that it went down that way, but if that's what happened, that's what happened. Okay. Staff, any questions?
No, for me, thank you.
Okay, Councillor, anything?
No, for me, thanks.
All right, Mr. Decker, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2022-09 Blackwater Village expansion? In favor?
How you doing?
Good.
My name is Mark Wright. My parents and I bought lot 31 around the same time as Keith's properties. I'm all for the subdivision.
Okay.
My only concern is the road, as you said, because it's slated, it stops before my property right now.
Right.
So our concern is, you know, a cul-de-sac being in place for, you know, for fire apparatus to get down there, or, you know, first responders. You know, I mean, it was originally supposed to go straight to 26, but if that's not going to happen, I just want to make sure that it's stipulated in this whole deal that there's a cul-de-sac down there, if that's something that's...
Well, I think what is shown, I think the preferred style now are these little T-shaped things rather than a round circle. I'll ask the engineer to explain that, but...
Okay. I mean, I see where it comes down, and it seems like it dies off, but if you look right to the left, that's my lot 31.
Uh-huh.
And apparently the road is supposed to stop 6 feet before my property line. So I just want to make sure that it comes all the way down. It's included with the rest of the lots that are being sold.
Clarification on that for you, because that sure seems, if I were you, I think I'd want that.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 17 years, so.
You're going to be paying for it.
I'm sorry?
Especially since you're going to be paying to maintain it.
Right.
So, yeah.
You know, it'd be nice if the state came in and dealt that, took over, but, you know, I thought we had that worked out a long time ago, and it didn't happen, so.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
All right, sir. I'll get an answer for you, though.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Mr. Decker, would you mind coming up and addressing this gentleman's concern about the location of the road and the maneuvering of a first responder apparatus?
Sure. So the roadway itself of Chippewa Drive is not part of the subject property. It's shown as established roadway between this parcel and Blackwater Village. And as part of our design, we have what the state fire marshal calls is a turnaround area. It's a T turnaround area. So you can either have a cul-de-sac or a T turnaround to allow them to back up and turn around to maneuver their vehicles. The roadway itself is shown, we've extended as far as we can until we hit wetlands. And then that entire area, including the lot in question, is all impacted by wetlands.
So is this gentleman going to have a road in front of his, finished road in front of his lot or not?
Currently, as shown, no.
Because the road would, looking at the map, it's not because they're saying they're not going to put it in. That lot and the road past where they stop is all wetlands.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So the lot that the gentleman owns is in the wetlands?
So it looks like.
Yes. For the
lot, there looks like there's several lots on that end of Chippewa that are all wetlands, because they're old lots that have been there forever, I guess.
Yeah, I think over the last 40 years, the wetlands have grown in this area.
I don't know about that, but based on this map, it shows it all being wetlands.
Yeah. What I'm going to ask you to do, if you would be so kind, is at the conclusion of this public hearing, if you would have a conversation with the gentleman who spoke, because clearly this is an issue. You don't have to do it. I can't make you do it. I'm just suggesting that as a courtesy, you might want to chat with him, because that apparently is something either A, he's not aware of, or B, he did not realize the import of it, because the import of it is you can't do anything with your lot because it's wetlands.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, if you look on the screens, you can see where the proposed road's shaded, and it stops at the point where those wetlands mark lines.
I see it. Yeah, I get it. I don't understand why you're doing that, because they won't let you. I mean, I understand the Army Corps won't let you. So, but that's something you guys are going to need to work out separately from this hearing, because this hearing is really about the lots on the other side of the street. So, anyway, okay, take a seat. Who else would like to speak?
Thank you.
Sorry.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Hornbacher. I'm a 30-year resident of Blackwater Village, a former president, a committee chairman, and by virtue of our current president asking me to come here, I'm a designated spokesperson. I'm also a little bit confused, too, because I came here for two simple things. One was simply to address questions residents were raising about whether this proposed development was going to become part of Blackwater Village or whether it was staying apart since it was not within our present defines. And my sense was that it was a standalone project, and frankly, I support it. The homes are a proper size, the lots are a proper size, but I had questions, as do some others, about that property being blended into Blackwater Village until those issues are resolved. And now I seem to hear the suggestion that planning and zoning is actually considering putting that subdivision into Blackwater Village because we have a weak association. Did I mishear that?
We can't. No, we can't make them do this.
No, okay. No, that's fine. So, I mean, there's a time element that's working. You know, 3 years ago, we were approached with the suggestion this was coming, and there was even an offer of perhaps subsidizing some new amenities for the community in exchange for annexing. That issue kind of died on the floor. It raised some eyebrows, but there has been no more dialogue in the past several years in terms of what's happening, and since what we're talking about tonight right now is technically outside of the village, we've had no further input into the process, and I just don't want it to be said that we're not interested, we don't welcome, we'd like to deal with some of the very obvious issues from marshes to what have you, and you know, there's room to work together. The other point my real president asked me to make is, and I'll leave this here if I can, there's confusion when we talk about Blackwater Village subdivision and so on like that, and our covenants and articles of incorporation and other literature provide for the exclusive use of the term Blackwater Village, and I'm not sure how that applies to something like this, but if there is going to be a marketing entity outside of the community marketing Blackwater Village, where the two properties adjoin each other, somebody in the association raised its eyebrows about that. They said, would you at least make note of that?
Well, that is an issue that is really beyond the scope of what this group does.
Oh, it's beyond me, too.
It would be a legal issue that you would need to take up with the...
Even want to take it up, but I mean, could I simply leave this so it's referenced in a public record or not?
And he asked me if he could. Just
yeah.
So
No more than that, sir.
Put it on the record.
Yep. Sure. And the final point I'd like to make to this is that I really responded to one point that was made where they said that they would like to have their community favor the character of Blackwater Village to the extent possible, and with respect to sidewalks and curbing, and I don't know if that's a county issue or a DelDOT issue or something like that, but it gets a little bit complicated when you're doing a street like Chippewa, where one side is Blackwater Village and we have no paving, we have no sidewalks at all in the community, and yet you're going to come down past 10 of those lots and say we're going to, because the other side is being mandated to maybe stand up to more restrictive requirements to match on both sides, then we have an apples and oranges situation in the community. I know it might behoove them to save money by not having to do it, and normally I'd say don't let them do it, but I'd be all favor for that if you understand what I'm saying. It's just there's some funny issues when the street is cutting right in two. So we wish them well, and we hope the issues are small, and the kinds of things you're talking about are they're over my head at this point in time, but you know, I do thank you for the opportunity to make these comments.
Sure. Yes, sir. Thank you. You can take it. Okay, who's next? Anybody else? Yes, sir. Come on.
This is a couple of pages of declaration. The first one to stretch. It's just one.
Good evening. My name is Daniel Guy. I live at 31225 Mohican Drive, Blackwater Village. Before I forget, one of the comments I heard just now from from Gary was he was here as a representative, but some of his comments were we and I. Some comments, when he said I endorse it, it's not an official endorsement by the HOA that I know of.
Yeah, we got that.
Okay. And one of the things was brought out that I didn't, that's the main reason I came here was to find out. I didn't know that the expansion was not going to be part of the HOA. Because it was listed as Blackwater, which was, as stated, confusing. My concern is that the access to this development expansion is only through Blackwater Village. And we were here a couple years ago before the Zoning Commission about some issues of people trying to do some things that were not allowed by the HOA, namely running a business or having an Airbnb. Because of, as I said, roads and traffic and how narrow it is there, the Zoning Commission rejected the application. With this expansion, we have no say over what's going to be used there. It could be a residence, but it could also be some sort of commercial business.
No, it couldn't.
No?
No.
That's it.
Single family homes.
Okay, but no Airbnb or anything like that?
You have to come in and ask for.
Well, Airbnb, somebody could, I mean, that rent it out weekly.
Airbnb is a way to rent
something. Not a breakfast okay. Or a roomy house.
Yeah, I mean, somebody could list the house for rent on Airbnb.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fine. We can't do anything about that.
Okay.
But no bed and breakfast, no hotel, no convenience store, no nothing. Single family house.
The reference about the Airbnb was that's what the application was, and it was turned down. All right, thank you for that.
Yeah.
The sewer, at the latest meeting, which was held, I believe, September of 2022, we were told that the sewer is on hold. Now, the lawyer said that the sewer will start in the third quarter of this year, so that's news to us. I don't know if that sewer is going through Blackwater Village or if it's only the expansion. I'm kind of curious as to what's going on with that. But it's listed as sewer in the future, and we haven't heard anything about that happening.
Well, he won't be able to do it without sewer, so.
Okay, they won't, because there are homes being built in Blackwater Village that have septic right now.
Yeah.
That are being built with septic. But you're saying it couldn't be because of what?
These are proposed to be served by water and sewer, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's, they're not being considered as septic systems. They're being considered as.
Looking at county engineering's comments, the project's currently scheduled to begin the design phase during the third quarter of 2023, with system being online and operating by the end of the fourth quarter of 2025. So, but keep in mind, if they get preliminary approval at this stage, they still need to get all their agency approvals, Conservation District, DENREC, DLDOT, Fire Marshal, you name it, so, and then come back for final site plan approval, you know.
They have a year's worth of permits to go through.
Yeah.
So that probably lines up more or less.
Yeah, more with what they're doing. So, yeah, they're not going to be anything back there before the sewers.
It doesn't, I apologize, it doesn't say in here which way the sewer lines are running, whether they're coming down Chippewa or coming from, I guess, Vines Creek. I suspect down Chippewa, though, only because I don't know if they'd want to cross the wetlands either.
Yeah.
They could directionally drill. But
well, yeah, they could drill under them, I guess, but I don't think they're going to want to do that.
All right, I think that's, I had a question about the common area, but I don't think that's that important for you. Okay, I guess more of that was how the HOA was going to interact with the expansion. Thank you for your time.
All right. Yes, sir, thank you. Okay, anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Rose Webb. I live at 34009 Indian Queen Lane. My concerns are basically for safety, because we do have very narrow roads. Where Chippewa is, in order for them to use our streets, they would have to go down Hiawatha, yeah. Which we have no streetlights in our development. Like, we might have, I don't know, maybe 4 to 6. Yeah. It's very dark and it's very dangerous. If they are using our roads to go down Hiawatha, right there is where our playground is and our pavilion. There's a basketball court. And so I'm very concerned about the safety of it. Like, what roads are they going to use? It's really, Hiawatha is the only one, maybe Mohican. But it's a dangerous, to me, to have that added development is a little bit more dangerous. We have, like I said, I don't know if DelDOT is in charge of our roads, but I can tell you they don't do anything in our roads, which is probably why they said they're not touching it with a 10-foot pole. They don't give us lighting, and I just think that it's an added, you know, we don't know, like, how are we going to hold them accountable if they are driving motorcycles too quickly or cars or...
Well, let me explain to you. It, your roads, mm-hmm. they belong to me, her, him, everybody in this room, because they belong to the state of Delaware. We all have the right to use your road.
If they have the right to use the roads, why are they asking?
They're not asking to use the road. They're asking permission to subdivide this parcel into 6 lots. That's what they're here for. They're not asking to use. I mean, they're not here asking for permission to use a road. That's they already have that. I can use the road. I can go right up and down your road, because it's a state road. You know, it's a public road. So. Unlike, subdivision streets are a little different. If they're private streets, they're still available for public passage, but, you know, the...
All right, well, so, if that's, that was my only concern, was for the safety, because...
I understand, I would encourage you to contact your state representative. If you're not happy with the way your roads are being serviced by the state of Delaware, by all means, call your state representative and senator.
Okay.
I could call him tonight.
I just want to go home and eat.
About 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock or so, call him. That way they'll remember you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Who's next? Guys, knock it off. We're having a meeting here.
Okay.
Who's next? All right. Come on up. Talk to us, not him.
First time caller, long time listener. I haven't been here before. But,
and your name is?
I'm sorry. Richard Hughes. I live at 34197 Hiawatha.
Great. Okay.
And I just have some questions. I'm all for some beautiful homes to be put in.
Okay.
I know. Cool. But it's not being part of the, it's not being us, it's them. It's not being part of Blackwater. Okay, that's cool, but streetlights.
Mm-hmm.
Are they gonna have streetlights on their street?
No.
Where's that electric coming from? And
I'll ask them, they would be.
Are they paying for it? Or HOA pays for that?
Well, if they have them, it will be at their expense, because they'll have to put them in.
Okay, snow removal.
That's going to
don't even say state, because we're tier 4.
It's going to be a private road, so their road's going to be plowed before yours will.
That's for sure. The moon will be plowed before ours.
When you get home tonight, call your state representative.
Okay, that's it. I just wanted to know some accountability. I welcome the subdivision. Okay, cool. Put up beautiful houses. But it's the accountability of the money, and the roads. They'll be using, going down those roads. Yes, they own the roads just as much as we do. But we also pay to have the grass cut. We pay to have, the HOA does. Mm-hmm. The HOA paid to have the pavilion put up. The HOA paid to have the docks put in, the HOA.
They don't have the right to use your stuff.
Well, they have the right to ride down that street.
They have the right to ride down the street.
To that. I mean, you can't get out and say, hey, get away from there, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
actually you can, but...
You have one side of the street, like my neighbor Gary was saying. One side of the street is Blackwater Village.
It's true.
The other side of the street is not. I mean, it would seem like it would be a whole lot easier just to make it that way. $120 a year, you know.
Well,
big deal.
You're bringing up some really good points.
That don't mean anything.
Well, no, not at all. And in fact, what I'm going to say to you is you bring up some really good points that need to be discussed among all the parties, because it is going to be, these are all going to be issues. If they're not issues now, they will be issues.
Oh, yeah. And it seems like it will head it off at the pass.
It'd be great, but we can't do that for you. You all have to do that yourselves. We're just here to see whether or not these six lots should happen or not. That's our job.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay. Anyone else? Going once, twice. Okay. We're done in the room. Operator, is there anybody standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to subdivision 2022-09 Blackwater Village expansion?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, no one has indicated they would like to speak.
All right, thank you, operator. Commissioners, any further questions, comments?
I have one. Yes, sir. I want to make sure, Mr. Denner, if you want to come up real quick. Just clarifying something I think you said, because you said that at the beginning it's Blackwater Village expansion, but it's going to be named something different?
Yeah, in the beginning.
I don't want to put words in your mouth. I just want to make sure my notes were correct or not.
In the beginning, it just looked like the right name to use for the project name, but it is separate, not part of it. So
Okay. As
we go through getting mapping and adjusting approval, we'll change it to something else.
Yeah, right. Just to clarify, these six lots will be their own thing.
Right.
They will not be part of the subdivision that's there now.
Unless they all choose to work together.
We
can't
but
force
at this
that.
Point in time,
yeah.
At this point in time, it is they are not one and the same. They are two separate and distinct groups. Is that a fair statement?
Correct.
Okay. Right. Let me get that.
Thanks. That was,
yeah. Anything else? All right then, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision. Or you may wish to call the office in the morning.